Time to talk about arts going on for your weekend. Marianne Combs from NPR News is here. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
All right, so what do we have here this morning?
Well, we have a trio of things here. And, you know, I wanted to talk about Halloween and scary stuff, but I have to get in one really sweet thing first, and then I can go to scary.
Okay.
So the sweet thing is Bally, Minnesota has a fall concert, and it's free to the public, which is a nice thing. You don't often see, you don't see a lot in ballet, but it's also, it's in an unusual location. You know, ballet is oftentimes one of those things that some people are like, eh, I don't get it, or I know, I just don't know enough to go and appreciate it, or I don't fit in that group. And so what they're doing is taking ballet out of the space and bringing it out into the public. So it's down at Union Depot in downtown St. Paul, and they've got two free performances on Saturday at 2 o'clock and at 7:30 in the evening. And here's the next thing. It's not Nutcracker. It's not, you know, some Black Swan.
Giselle.
Yeah, Giselle. Yeah. What they've got is, it's a performance called Black Dog Cafe. And for those people who know downtown St. Paul, Black Dog Cafe is a cafe in an artist warehouse in Lower Town, just a couple of blocks away from Union Depot. And the choreographer, artistic director of Bally, Minnesota, Andrew Rust, he goes there often for his tea, and he sits there, and all these people come through, and he's seen parties, he's seen romances, he's seen hip-hop dance performances, he's seen flamenco, all these different performances that, you know, take place in this little coffee shop that represents just the amazing artistic variety.
Wait, he's seen flamenco dancing
And
hip-hop dancing taking place in the coffee shop?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, I got to get down to this coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So basically, he took all these vignettes. He asked the owners to look at their CD collection, because they have this sort of amazing world music kind of selection, and he picked like 20 different songs, and he created this performance called Black Dog Cafe.
Cool.
That takes place, it's in a coffee shop in Black Dog. You know, it looks like they've set up the coffee shop with the tables and chairs, and you have these amazing little dances. There's a pas de deux of a romance, and then there's, you know, you have a flamenco dancer come in, and it's just, it's got that feel of what it's like to be at Black Dog Coffee Shop. So that's going on this weekend, Saturday, 2 o'clock, 7:30, free performances. In the train station, which is cool because that's also a place where a lot of people come and go. So
right.
I feel like you get to encounter, a lot of people will stumble across ballet happening while they're at Union Depot on Saturday. So,
that is cool.
So that's my number one.
So you said you had a couple of Halloween options as well?
Whoa.
Okay.
I think, okay, Twin Cities Horror Festival has just taken off. This is the third year that the Southern Theater has made itself like a home for various theater companies, dance companies, music groups to come together and put together a horror festival in honor of all things Halloween. And they've got an amazing lineup, just a huge number of performances that are scheduled over the next couple of weeks. It opens tonight. One of the productions is Frankenstein, which, you know, Frankenstein, but it's the name of the production theater that scares me more than anything. It's Frankenstein, a new adaptation by Raw Red Meat Productions.
I love it.
The mix of the two is sort of, and then there's a Dance with the Devil, which is a dance performance. And then there's a Doll Collection piece by Four Humors Theater, which is known for its comedy as well as, you know, doing an occasional horror piece. They did a show, it was a horror festival show last year called The Murderer Did It. But nice. Doll Collection is a collection of shorts all revolving around the creepiness of dolls. Why are they so terrifying? What is it about their eyes that makes us so uneasy?
Oh, and when they don't have eyes.
Yes.
That's even worse.
Yes. And did that clown doll just move? So
yes, it did.
Yes.
Because it was sitting over there before.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, here's Gentlemen, I Have Reason to Believe That One of Us Is the Thing. This is a Victorian era parlor farce adaptation of John Carpenter's The Thing.
Yeah. Sorry. Terrifying. And that is going on where?
This is at the Southern Theater in
Southern
Minneapolis.
Theater. Okay.
So there's a whole host of shows to choose from for whatever you like. And there's even like the Poor Nobodies music group. They do a live score to a film. And so they're doing they've got an untitled original film this year. Last year they got, 2 years ago they did Night of the Living Dead, and they did an original score while they had the movie up on the screen. So you got dance, you got theater, you got music, all cool.
Sounds great. Marianne Combs will have this and more details posted up online at thecurrent.org coming up a little bit later on. And Marianne Combs joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup here every Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time. It's 89.3 The Current. I see